You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Let's get caught up on how the Prowlers did this weekend. It was kind of a rough road trip. Will Wiggleman is here with the Prowlers. Will, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, not the result you wanted from a road trip like this, huh?
No, just one of a possible 6 points. But, you know, this happened last year about the same time, second to last week of the regular season. Riding high, had some infusion of talent, and then coming out of college, and then last year they went down to North Carolina and lost a couple of games, this time going out east and losing a couple of games. So we'll see how they bounce back this weekend heading into playoffs.
5-1 loss Friday at Binghamton. There was a player that got hit with a stick in this game too. What? Tell, kind of walk us through what happened.
Well, if you're talking about Blake Anderson, got hit hard early in the game. He was down for a while, had to be helped off the ice. He did travel with the team to Danbury and back here to Port Huron, so he's still being evaluated at this time. But you know, the Prowlers had guys that stood up for him after that. Jamie Bussell fought Jesse Anderson, who's the one that hit him, actually caught him pretty good. Jesse Anderson didn't return to that game after the fight, as Bussell caught him with a real good punch at the end of that fight. But he's back here in Port Huron, and they're still evaluating him.
Two more games on the regular season, both at McMorrin, coming up this weekend, and then it's on to the playoffs.
It is, and we have some exciting games this weekend. Lots of giveaways this weekend. We have our Flags throwback night on Friday, and we have Flags alumni coming out to that game, which we're super excited about. The Prowlers will be wearing Flags jerseys, reminiscent of those from back in the day. Our graphics guy, Zach, has been working on a retro theme program, just like you'd get back in like the 1970s when you walked into the building. So we're giving those away at the door. And then Saturday is fan appreciation night. We have our kids jersey giveaway, because the adult jersey giveaway was so successful when we did it back in January. We have a kids jersey giveaway, which is going to be awesome for the first 500 kids, 14 and under, who enter the game. So be here early for that one. That door's going to open at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And we're also giving away printouts of the team photo. So fans will be able to get those signed, because we have the skate with the team after the game on Saturday as well.
And it feels like attendance has just been steadily growing all season, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And obviously we peaked a few weeks ago with that, what we believe to be a Prowlers record, 2,250. And hopefully that momentum carries into playoffs and next weekend, for game two and possibly game three, we have the loudest building in the league.
that'd be great. Make it uncomfortable for the other guys coming in, right?
Absolutely. I hope that, you guys will be able to hear McMorrin, from here at the radio station.
We might be able to hear it down the street. Absolutely. Great stuff. And, playoff tickets are available now, aren't they?
Yes. Available now. phprowlers.com/playoffs for the playoff specific tickets. And you can also see, if you just go to our website, phprowlers.com, you'll see where it says playoffs at the top, and click there. And yes, you can get your tickets for both Friday and Saturday and any potential future home games in the playoffs. If those games are not played for one reason or another, like if they don't play the game three because there's a sweep in the first round, you'll either be refunded or you can roll that over to future tickets.
How does the playoff picture look right now, Will? Do we know who we play in the first round?
It will officially be the Blue Ridge Bobcats. That was locked up this past weekend. So it's going to be interesting, because that's a team we haven't seen since December. Had some very tight games against them early on in the year. But again, both teams are very different now. Prowlers, different, you know, in the development as a team throughout the season. And the Bobcats have a very different roster. Mm-hmm. They've been bringing guys in and out throughout the year. So that should be a really, really good series. And I'm looking forward to it. The road game will be on Wednesday, April 15th. That will be game one. And hopefully we can come back with a chance to close things out on home ice.
Be exciting. Good stuff. Will, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.